Discover the French language with Jessica. It's right here. It's right now on French Your Way podcast.
Welcome back to French Your Way podcast. This is episode number 35. And today will be a little bit different as I decided to make an episode after I received several times the same question, how to improve your French listening skills. So, yeah, I do want to thank you, my podcast, so French Away Podcast and French Voices listeners, but also the readers of my website, my blog, which is frenchaway.com.au. I want to thank you for first listening to me or reading me, but also for getting in touch with me, because when you email me, I am the one reading your messages, and I'm always happy to engage with you, try to give you a few tips, and also know what you're struggling with so I can design, I can create some new content to help you, but also help the highest number possible. And so many of you told me personally that you found it difficult to understand spoken French. So you find it too fast, daunting, overwhelming sometimes. So for example, Derek said that it's hard to understand the answer, the response, that it would be, it seems that his ear is not tuned in to native speakers. Willie also complains that it is difficult to hold a conversation in French because people speak so fast. Angela is also asking for tips to improve her listening comprehension. So first let me reassure you that this is perfectly normal if you're struggling with listening comprehension. Among the four language skills, and the language skills are the listening, the speaking, their oral skills, and the two written skills, that are writing and reading. Listening has to be by far the most difficult skill, or at least it would be the one that takes the most time to master. And I think I'm quite fluent in English, but I still struggle sometimes with English. For example, when there's a lot of background noise, so at a party, at a barbecue, it prevents me from focusing as intently as I would need. Sometimes I struggle with some movies, and I have to put the subtitles, so it may be related to the accent or just the actors themselves. But so it's quite normal. In my opinion, reading and writing would be the easiest of the four skills. So they are the written skills, and they are not immediate skills. So when you read or when you write, you can take the time to understand the information, you can go back and forth, you can use a dictionary, so that's why it would be easier. Now, speaking is considered as a step up in terms of difficulty, because it requires you to form sentences in your head. So it's more immediate. Obviously, you need to generally be a bit quicker than if you had all the time in the world to write a letter, for example. But at least you can only use structures and words that you already know. So you're still in control. Now, listening, that's what I call the immediate skill by excellence. So you need to process the information as you go. Unless you're listening to a podcast, for example, you can't rewind or pause in a conversation. Well, you can ask the person to repeat. We'll see that in a while, but it's way more immediate. you more often than not, you can't control the speed. That's particularly true for a movie, or if you're trying to listen to the news or the radio. And it is also a bit more tricky to separate the different words in the sentence, because we don't stop after every word, right? So it would be like when you speak, it's more like a stream of speech, and you need to pick up clues and words to helping you make your sense of the context and the meaning. So I'm not even talking about the different accents, the I'm not going to use that words, but expressions, slang words, and also there are some specificities of spoken French. For example, dropping the ne in the negation. We take a bit of shortcuts as well. For example, we say ya instead of il y a for there is or there are. So and this is not even written. It's really in only like spoken French. So I'm actually in the process of writing an ebook that will be a guide to help you improve your French conversation skills, mostly under the cultural aspects of, for example, what are the best topics to handle and the topics that should be avoided. I'm going to talk about cultural differences and what you say in some instances. So, for example, when somebody sneezes, or how to give and receive a compliment in French, because some things are highly cultural and like can actually offend or you can offend or embarrass people without being aware of it. So I've started writing that ebook, and I've also added some parts with my tips for you to understand spoken French. I have a whole chapter about the characteristics of spoken French. If you're interested, you can get in touch with me and also sign to my newsletter. Go on my website, frenchaway.com.au/newsletter, and this way you will be informed of all the updates and when the book is ready. But that put aside, this is why you may be a good speaker, or maybe you have no trouble reading a book in French, but find it still difficult to follow a conversation in French. So, two keywords. I know it's like kind of obvious, but you need patience and you need practice. Now, I'm going to tell you an interesting, like, true story that happened to me when I was in China. I was quite dedicated to learning Chinese. I was having 2 to 4 lessons a week, I think, in addition to being in full immersion because I was living in Beijing. I was struggling as well, of course. And one day I had the most like weird experience that happened to me. I was walking into that street, and I walked past 2 old women who are sitting on a little stool on the footpath. That's a very common thing over there. And they were chatting. And so I walked past them. And I had like something happen in my head. I actually, for a few seconds, as I walked past them, I actually understood everything they said, but in a way that was so crystal clear. It was as if, you know, I didn't need to translate in my head or anything. It was exactly as if they had been saying the thing in French. And it was like really, really strong kind of epiphany moment that I came back home. I was like really excited and almost shocked at the clarity of what I had just understood. And I think this moment, I don't know, it marked a step up in my proficiency in Chinese and in Chinese oral comprehension, because it was like a moment from that moment on. It's like my brain just processed more easily. So I just tell me if you had some similar stories like that, or maybe if you've started dreaming in French, because I consider when you start dreaming in the language that you learn, that also shows, like, your subconscious is telling you something. So has that happened to you? And share your stories with me. You can do that in the comment section of my article, because with today's episode, I'm also releasing a written version of the tips that I'm about to give you. So my best tip of what you can do to improve your French listening skills. You can find this article online. There's a link in the show notes. Otherwise, go to frenchaway.com.au/improve-your-French-listening-skills. And improve your French listening skills, you need to put a little hyphen in between every word. So share your stories with me there. So, two different types of exercises that you can do to help you tune your ear to French and to focus on the different information. The first exercise would be to use an audio document that has a transcript. So I recommend you use my other podcast, French Voices, to tune your ear. So even if you're still at a beginner stage, because the goal here of the exercise is not to try to understand the conversation, but what I recommend you do is that you just play the podcast and you use the transcript to help you while you're listening, and to focus on the pronunciation and the rhythm of the voices. So don't hesitate to play a same portion multiple times until you feel that your ear tunes to the accent you hear. This is like ear training, basically. So again, don't try to understand everything. If you want, you can try to see what keywords you recognize or which one would be a useful addition to your vocabulary. But just focus on the accent and intonation. Now, I have a really, really good tip for you, I think. Did you know that most podcast players allow you to change the playing speed? So if you go in my article, I have some screenshots of where you can find that setting. Is usually just into your when you play the podcast episode, there's a little at the bottom. It should be like times one. You can click to accelerate to have it read at like twice the speed, but also half the speed. So set the speed up to 0.5 and see whether slower makes it better for you. Just a few more notes about French voices. I've also designed some full learning material set. So there are comprehension questions with two sets of difficulty to help improve and sharpen your listening skills or reading skills. It can be used as a reading comprehension practice. And the episodes are broken into parts, usually three to five parts. So it's the content is easier to digest, so you don't have to listen to the whole episode on one go. So again, try to use French voices as your first exercise. The second exercise would be once you've trained your ear to practice selecting relevant information from an audio text. So for that, you need to practice on a short French audio text, probably no more than 2 minutes to start with. You can take a piece of news, a passage in a movie, a video you like on YouTube. Again, you will need access to a transcript, to subtitles, or to a tutor to help you for correction. So when you listen to French, don't try to understand everything. It's always the same rule anyway. But at the beginning, just try to get the overall picture. So focus on identifying the keywords, which will allow you to grasp the main information. So usually the nouns, verbs, and numbers. So numbers are really helpful, like relevant information when you have like maybe dates, times, phone numbers. There could be also time elements such as like yesterday, next week, and nouns to help you find the theme of the information. Are we talking about the weather? Are people talking about their studies, their job, family? These are nouns. And for the verbs, try to lend to put your attention to try to identify in which tense and moods are the verbs conjugated. So again, this is a selective information exercise, but it always allows you to understand the context and situate the story in time. For example, can you tell whether the facts are related in the past, in the present, or future tenses? That can give you a hint about what's going on. Is the person giving an order? So in that case, they may have used the imperative, or structures like you should, or if I were you. Are they reporting facts that haven't been confirmed? In French, we use the conditional to do that, and that's really used a lot in the news. For example, how would we say that in English? Like there's probably they we assume that they are three people injured. We use the conditional for that in French when something hasn't been confirmed. So there would be three people injured. Maybe a person, like if they're using the past tense, are they using the passé composé? Is the person relating a one-off event? Or are they bringing up memories of things they used to do often when there's a repetition in the past or description? We use the imparfait. So yeah, that's a good exercise for you to try to pick that. And then you can try to take all the information that you gathered and to summarize in your own words what you've heard and what you've understood about the situation. So who's talking, about what, why, when is it, maybe where are the people? Just the basic who, when, why, where, what, you know. Yes, and then you check the transcript to validate your comprehension of what you've heard. So that would be my exercises for you, tuning your ear and also selecting relevant keywords and information. Now, studying doesn't need to rhyme with boring. So since you need to expose your ear as much as possible to French, I've made a list of a few creative ideas and like website creative ways that you can do so as part of your everyday life. So I've already mentioned my podcast, French Voices. There's another podcast that's also a website, and it's News in Slow French, newsinslowfrench.com. So the title says what it is. You can listen to the news, but at a slower speed, because TV and radio can be really difficult and discouraging, because it's usually very fast. So the idea, the concept is really nice. You have the transcription. However, you can only get restricted access for free. So if you want the full audio and the premium content, it requires a paying subscription. But I think it's like even the free parts are a good way to start. You can just do that, and it could be helpful. Then I came across a site that I haven't personally tested, but I really loved the concept. It's called Rhino Spike, like rhino, like the rhinoceros, the animal. The website is rhinospike.com. And there, if you have a sentence or a short text that you would like someone to read in French for you, so you can know how it is pronounced, you can submit that sentence, and a native speaker of that language will read it for you, will record it for you. So then you can download the recording on your MP3, for example, and you can play it as much as you want to tune in to the right pronunciation. You can also just read and listen to sentences that have been submitted by other users, and it's free. So that's great. How it works is that people around the world contribute to it, and if you record a sentence or a text for someone, you will be put as a higher priority. You will be put higher up in the queue to have one of your sentences recorded for you the day you need it. So, really nice idea. I invite you to try and maybe leave a comment to tell me what you thought of Rhino Spike. Obviously, you can also watch French movies in French, French videos with captions. If you're in France, you can watch French television with subtitles for the hearing impaired. So the idea is still to have a text, some form of transcript to help you back up, like support your comprehension. Do note though that the subtitles are often a little bit different from what the people actually say. If you listen to French Voices episode 1, that's what we're talking about with Anaïs Duchet, who is doing the subtitles for some French for French movies and documentaries. She's was the official transcriber for the series The Walking Dead, and she explains the challenges that she has, the technical limitations as well that she needs to take into account when she makes subtitles, just because like you need a certain amount of characters maximum per line for to give the human eye time to read the information, so it's often shorter than what the actors are saying. Something that you can do that won't necessarily have the subtitles, but I think it's pretty easy to understand, would be to watch French game shows on YouTube. You can find many of them, and game shows are great because the first few minutes usually consist of the candidates that are introducing themselves, so you can try to pick up their names, if they are married, if they have children, their age, where they come from, what they do for a living, what they like. Yeah, so very different but interesting idea to explore. I like to watch Slam, Tout le monde veut prendre sa place, Qui veut gagner des millions, that's the French version of Who Wants to be a Millionaire, Question pour un champion. All of this is written in my article as well. Listen to French songs on YouTube. So you can also type in parole, P-A-R-O-L-E-S, to get the lyrics, parole. And if you want to work on your pronunciation and tempo, you can sing along. There are many French artists to listen to, so it really depends on your taste. I really like Stromae, Joyce Jonathan, Cœur de Pirate, Pirate's Heart, Laurent Voulzy, Francis Cabrel, Renaud, Yannick Noah, and more. Check on my article to find these names and a few titles of songs that I like. Or find your own songs as well. You can also listen to audiobooks. Had you thought of that? That's great because they're usually sometimes there is a transcript, so it's a bit of the same idea as my tip with French voices is to tune your ear to French. I suggest you start with Le Petit Prince. That's a classic, but not for no reason. It's both a beautiful story and also quite accessible to beginners. So I've put a link in the show notes to two versions of Le Petit Prince in audiobook on YouTube. There are also some book collections that have been specially designed for French students that usually come with a CD that you so you can follow. So for example, the collection Lire et s'entraîner, so reading and practicing. If you're in Australia, Jacques and Anne, who are the owners of the forum, I've interviewed Jacques in French Voices episode 13. They will be happy to help you and to send you these books. I've put the address in the show notes again. So audiobooks would be good. Now, the next tip involves not only improving your listening skills, but also your speaking skills, because that would be to find a conversation partner in your area or online, so that you can do some oral together. So check if there are any existing meetup groups on meetup.com in your area, or go on Conversation Exchange, conversationexchange.com, and it's free. You can find a conversation partner there. I have one of my friends and student who has five different conversation partners, so she can practice regularly, get used to different voices and even different accents, as some of her partners are from Canada. So that's a very smart idea. So it's just to put you in touch with some native speakers of the language you want to learn. And then together you just arrange when you want to do some Skypes. Le Point du Fleu, lepointdufleu.net is a website with a great resource for French teachers. That's where French teachers share activities that they've designed for the classrooms. And I don't think it's very much known by students, but I give you the address. There you go, Le Point du Fleu, so you can check it. You will find many activities, like pretty much everything for grammar that's sorted by theme and by difficulty level. But you will also find listening comprehension activities. So these activities are built around dialogues or songs. And it's good because you do them online and you have the answers, immediate feedback. So it's a good way to train, and it's free. Yes, that's a long episode. Woo! I wanted to add a little bonus of that's not if you watch TV, but if you're actually having a conversation with an actual person in front of you, a French person. Two little tips of what you can do if you don't understand something that's being said to you. Because like often, many students of French, they just stick to like the traditional sentence, like répétez s'il vous plaît, say it again, or parler plus lentement, s'il vous plaît. Speak more slowly. That's fine. That's fine if you think that you will get it on the second try or third try. But if you know that you won't know the word and you're going to be stuck, it doesn't matter how many times the person will repeat, you still won't get it. So have you ever thought of asking the person to reword or to explain differently, just using different words? It may not have crossed their mind to do so. So to say, I don't understand, can you explain some other way, please? Ask, je ne comprends pas. Vous pouvez expliquer autrement, s'il vous plaît. Je ne comprends pas, I don't understand. Vous pouvez, you can, expliquer, explain, autrement. So, in other way, s'il vous plaît. Yes, so that would be my first tip. And the second tip is, if you're really stuck with a word or an information that would be really key to your comprehension, just think about the asking the other person how they would spell that word. So, comment ça s'écrit? Comment ça s'écrit? Oh, vous pouvez épeler, blah blah blah. You can spell, blah blah blah. So that would be a good way to practice your knowledge of the alphabet, and that would give you the chance to be able to look up that word in your dictionary. Of course, it's not something that you can do every three words, because if you have your nose in your dictionary, it's not going to be a very interesting exchange. But it's something that can help you if you're like bogged or stuck. So I really hope this helps. Again, all these tips and more will be included in my upcoming ebook, How to Improve Your French Conversation Skills. And yeah, sign up to my newsletter if you're interested. Also check the written version of this episode with all the tips I've just told you on frenchyourway.com.au/improve-your-french-listening-skills. Improve your French listening skills. Yes, on my website, and leave your comments there. I hope this helps, and see you in the next episode of French Your Way podcast.